This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, blessings, and mercy be upon you all. Welcome to the 9th episode of Dawah Thursdays. And in our episode today, we are going to be looking at the oneness of this Almighty Creator and how we approach the oneness of this Almighty Creator within the Grow Rap methodology of Dawah. Now, within our video today, we are going to be discussing two major points. The first one is going to be purely focused upon the Holy Quran and using some of the revelation in order to explain why we believe in an Almighty Creator that has no partner and no equal. And the second portion is going to be a little bit more targeted towards Christianity as to how I will speak to someone that comes from a Christian background to explain to them as to who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and why we take Jesus, peace be upon him, as a prophet of God. Before we continue, please ensure that you had an opportunity to watch episode 8 of Dawah Thursdays, because this is the entire foundation for our discussion today. Now, within the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us two examples for the rational and objective explanation for His oneness. In the Holy Quran, in chapter 17, verse 42, we find the following verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Had there been other gods beside Him, they would have certainly sought a way to challenge the Lord of the throne." Now, if we think about this objectively, if the Almighty Creator is all-powerful, all-knowing and self-sufficient, if He is maximally perfect in all His names and attributes, if there was another Lord or patron beside Him in equality, then they would have sought ownership of the throne. And as soon as we have another entity that is equal to the Creator, then the Creator Himself is no longer maximally perfect in all His names and attributes. Because what makes the Almighty Creator almighty is that there's nothing greater than Him within the universe itself. The other verse within the Quran I would like to share with you reads as follows. "Had there been other gods beside Allah, in the heavens or the earth, both realms would have surely been corrupted. So glorified is Allah, Lord of the throne, far above what they claim." Now, what the Almighty Creator is telling us is that if there were other gods beside Him, in the heavens or the earth, both realms would be corrupted. And the reason for this is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates something, He does so with a specific intention. He does so in all His knowledge, understanding, and power. So fundamentally, if there are two creators, they would have fought one another regarding specific concepts. And if we were to use this in a metaphor or rationalize this, imagine that we had a car with two steering wheels, with two brake pedals, with two acceleration pedals, and two gearboxes. Fundamentally, if there were two drivers within the car driving at exactly the same time, they would have conflict with one another. Because one individual might decide that, listen, I'm going to go left, and the other one might say that I'm going to go right. And ultimately, one might want to accelerate, the other one might want to brake. So what will happen is that this construction of this vehicle will just be depleted. It would be completely destroyed. Now, let us say you are speaking to a person that comes from a Christian background. Now, in many countries, this might be the case. They believe in a Trinitarian God. For instance, that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that these three entities are one, that they are co-equal and co-eternal. Now, co-equality means that they are 100% the same. They are all-powerful, all-knowing, and self-sufficient beings, and yet their personalities are completely separate. Now let us analyze this a little bit as to what we believe and how we approach the situation. So in episode 8 of Dawah Thursdays, we had found some of the major names and attributes of this Almighty Creator. Firstly, He has to be all-powerful. Secondly, He has to be all-knowing. And thirdly, He has to be self-sufficient. So what I would ask these individuals that I speak to, I would tell them that imagine there's a person that is walking past us right now. And people declare that this person is God. But we know objectively and we can say that this person is not all-powerful, this person is not all-knowing, this person is not self-sufficient. Would you believe that entity to be God? Now, 100% of these individuals would declare no, because rationally that doesn't make sense. For as long as there's an entity that is not all-powerful, not all-knowing, not self-sufficient, that doesn't hold the names and attributes of this Almighty Creator, and technically His nature, then fundamentally that thing cannot be God. Now this brings us to Jesus, peace be upon Him. And when we speak with these individuals, we would explain to them as to why we believe that Jesus Christ is not God. We are not there to attack them on their faith. We are not there to tell them that you are believing something that is ignorant. Because fundamentally, they will build a wall between you and that individual. Our purpose is to share the message of Tawheed. So generally, what I would say is that we believe and we respect and we love Jesus Christ, peace and blessings be upon Him. We follow in His footsteps and we listen to His major teachings as to what He had propagated. But we do not believe that He is God. And let me explain to you why. Because first of all, He was not all-powerful. He would, for instance, say that out of my own self, I can do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not to please myself, but only the Almighty Creator who had sent me. We love and respect Jesus Christ, but we know that he was not all knowledgeable, because he declares that of the final day and hour, nobody knows, not the angels in heaven or myself, but only the God that had sent me. And he was also not self-sufficient. He had to eat, he had to sleep, he had to find care from his mother, he had to go to the restroom to defecate, he had to pray unto God with his forehead to the ground, he had to fast unto God for spiritual protection and upliftment. So fundamentally, he was not all-powerful, he was not all-knowing, he was not self-sufficient, and therefore we believe that he cannot be God. Because as soon as an entity is not maximally perfect within these names and attributes, that essence cannot be God, because it means that there's something greater than that entity within the universe itself. So once we are done with this section, we would of course ask the individual, does this make sense to you as to why we believe this creator is one without a second? Or does this make sense to you as to why we love, respect, and follow Jesus Christ, peace and blessings be upon him, but we do not believe that he is God? And then of course you will get a response, and it will be an opportunity for you to either build upon it or to discuss it a little bit further. Now I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please leave a like and share this message with your friends. And I look forward to seeing you at the next episode, where we are going to be discussing the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and why objectively we believe that the Quran is from this Almighty Creator. All the best of blessings to you and your family. Jazakallah khair.